Good morning. Todd Zwillick and Femi OK here with you. We're in for Celeste Headlee and John Hockenberry, who are both out today. Well, fighting continues in Libya. Colonel Gaddafi controls the capital of Tripoli, but rebel forces are massing in other parts of the country. Rebel forces reporting that they are developing command and control for a military structure. We want to get more on this both inside and outside of Tripoli. Joining us live from Tripoli is Marie Colvin, foreign affairs correspondent for the British Sunday Times in Tripoli. Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
Marie, first inside Tripoli, you've been wandering the streets there. Tell me what you've been seeing around the capital.
It's eerie. It's surprisingly calm. Green Square, for example, where I went, right on the Mediterranean there, is empty. The only crowds I saw around the city are crowds at banks because they've opened for the first time today. There's crowds because the banks are only giving a limit of 500 dinars to each family. And you have crowds at bakeries. There's a rationing of bread. Almost all the other stores are closed. Interestingly, the only stores I saw open were stores selling replacement windows and replacement doors. So I suppose that says something about the palpable sense of worry and fear here, and a sense of defiance, very much a defiant regime.
Inside Tripoli. Now let's move outside of the capital city because there are reports from Benghazi in the east, other cities in the west, that rebel forces have increasing amount of weapons and command and control. And some reports that there may soon be a move on Tripoli to try to finally take that city from Gaddafi. What are you hearing?
A good portion of the country, I would say the majority of the country, is in control of rebel forces. Now, there is not one leader, and that's obviously part of the problem for the opposition. Benghazi, the second city, that is completely in control of the rebels. They have tanks, anti-aircraft, and machine guns. Misurata, which is about halfway towards between Tripoli and Benghazi, also in control of the rebels. Then the new development is Zawiya, which is to the west. It's a very much smaller town and is partially in control of the rebels, but they are heavily armed. They have anti-aircraft. The thing we are seeing is that there is no movement as of yet on Tripoli, the capital, where Gaddafi is based. There are signs that the rebels are coalescing, developing coordination. That's new. There are very far distances involved. Right now, what it looks to me from Tripoli is that if there is a move to topple Gaddafi, it's got to come from within, from the people in Tripoli. And that does not seem to be happening yet. So there's a lot of anger, a lot of openly expressed anger, but not movement yet.
You feel like logistically, in terms of the size of the country and the military dynamics, that Gaddafi only goes if his own people and the city of Tripoli betrays him, not an assault from the outside.
Well, that's what the picture is now. I mean, just logistically, the rebels in Misurata and Benghazi, they don't have vehicles. There's a ring of steel around Tripoli, if you can call it that. I know that's a cliche, but the very, very well-trained, one of the few well-trained brigades in Tripoli, Khamis Brigade, it's led by Gaddafi's youngest son, Khamis. They're at every single entry to Tripoli, obviously to keep out any rebels. Now, they have arms, but they don't have a leader, they don't have vehicles, they're disorganized and untrained. That
right.
is not a force that's about to take capital that is ready and waiting for them.
All right. Marie Colvin, foreign affairs correspondent for the British Sunday Times. Thank you for the update and for the eyes and ears on the ground in Tripoli. We thank you. Want to turn now to Professor George Joffe, expert on North Africa at Cambridge University. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
The international community right now, apart from what's going on in the UN Security Council, is talking about the possibility of a no-fly zone. Italy has suspended its peace treaty with Libya, which would allow the United States and other NATO countries to use Italian air bases. At this point, would a no-fly zone be effective in averting war?
Well, it's certainly going to be effective in preventing the Gaddafi regime from using its air force, and particularly its helicopter gunships. But whether it's going to prevent war or not, I would doubt that very much indeed. It's quite clear that the rebels, particularly in the east, are determined to get rid of the regime, and it's quite clear the regime itself is determined to resist. So I think war of one kind or another is inevitable, but the question really is what the comparative power of each side may be with or without air support.
Now, Marie Colvin from the British Sunday Times just reported to us that she does not see or hear of any significant movement from Benghazi in the east towards Tripoli, that any type of toppling of Gaddafi would have to come from inside Tripoli. Is it a matter of time before rebel forces are organized enough to mount an assault, or could it be different from that?
There is some evidence of organization taking place. Inside Benghazi itself, popular committees have now emerged to administer the town. They are under the aegis of the former Minister of Justice, Abdelmajid al-Jilali. And that's very significant because it indicates that some kind of spontaneous organization is, in fact, developing. The army in Benghazi, too, has gone over to the side of the rebels, and they're being given cover, as it were, by the former Minister of the Interior, who's defected as well. So there is an armed force in being that could be used. Whether it's capable of dislodging the deterrent battalion from Tripoli or not is open to question, and I think it will be an extremely difficult task. So to that extent, it's true. The real power to get rid of the Gaddafi regime will come from within. And it will come, if it does, with support from the West and perhaps also from the East. Don't forget, the distances involved are massive. And the no-fly zone will be important in preventing any organized units from being destroyed on the ground by Gaddafi's Air Force.
Professor George Jaffe from Cambridge University, thank you for your insights. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton says that the United States stands ready to offer any help and support that rebels need. We'll see if that support includes money, includes weapons. Femi, rebels, some of the rebel forces in eastern Libya also say they're getting ready to take control of oil revenue. So if they're not well-funded already, it seems like they're right about to be.
And the professor predicted that there will be a war.
Well, let's hope that if there is one, it comes quickly and ends quickly. Those reports from inside Libya this morning.